Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The ornate brick building that was once Lurgan Courthouse is now a bar and bistro in the town's busy centre. During the war, there was widespread public concern, fuelled by an indignant press, over the drunken behaviour of a minority of soldiers' wives. Lurgan Courthouse, like other courthouses, witnessed the travails of a small number of such women who found their behaviour, in effect, put on trial. Local historian Dr. Colin Cousins pulls a chair up to the bar to explain.
Hey, from a bush place?
The bush, yeah.
Over here inside Lurgan Courthouse, which ironically being the scene of the appearances of quite a few soldiers' wives from the town on charges, drink-related charges, and decent behaviour, is now a bar. Many of the original features remain here. The grills outside the windows, dark wood, very austere. Just on the eve of war, the factories in around Lurgan were on short time, so the army, which was not a great career, people were quite ambivalent towards a career in the army. But here we are, here it's going to be a short war, people are going to be earning steady money, their families were going to be looked after. The men who had enlisted and who were married were the families that lived behind were entitled to separation allowance, a certain amount for the wife and for each subsequent child. So for some men, by no means all, for some men this was an attractive proposition and their wives would be looked after. Unfortunately, with their husbands being away, some women resorted to drink.
Portadown News, 20th of February, 1914. One of the minor difficulties of the war cropped up at Lurgan Petty Sessions on Tuesday, when Mary O'Toole, a soldier's wife, was charged with having been guilty of indecent behaviour on two occasions. Sergeant Saunders said the defendant was drawing a separation allowance of 17 shillings, but since she commenced to receive it, she was doing very badly. The defendant's husband, who appeared in uniform, said there was nothing wrong with his wife if she would only cease drinking whiskey. He admitted, in reply to the bench, that he had to put his little daughter in the workhouse for safety.
There were other ones as well, where the police had been keeping an eye on certain soldiers' wives, and they called at a house where they obviously heard children in distress. So they went into the house and they found two children, one 3-year-old and one just over a year, lying in a filthy, naked state. Mother was nowhere to be seen, so they remained at the house until pub closing time, where the mother appeared at the door carrying the jug. When they asked her what was in the jug, she said that she'd just popped out to get some milk for the children, but on examining the jug, it was found to contain porter. She was then hauled up again before the court. This time, the police had informed the court that her separation allowance had been stopped before in the past because of her drinking, but had been reinstated because they didn't want to bring any hardship on the children. In her defence, argued that she'd taken a pledge not to drink anymore, but the judge didn't believe any of it, and they said that 6 months imprisonment for her would be much more effective than any pledge. But essentially, the courts were in a catch-22 situation. If they stopped the separation pay, then the children suffered. If they did nothing, then the woman would continue to drink. Modern-day soldiers, the wives, have soldiers' clubs, but in 1914, none of that existed. There was no welfare blanket. They were very, very much isolated and on their own. Sylvia Pankhurst commented that women were being blamed for all the wrongs of the war, for unwanted babies, for drink and everything else, and that this was extremely unfair, that the majority of women were fine. You have to have some sympathy for the women who were left behind, but the constant worry about, as the casualty list grew, you know, would their husband actually be coming home?
Lurgan Courthouse in County Armagh. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.